Hey guys, over on our Patreon channel, we are offering a free preview of our Best of Vegas Awards for all of our listeners. You can visit patreon.com/crapvegas to hear the whole thing, but we also thought it'd be fun to share a small segment of that show to our full audience. So we hope you enjoy, and we'll see you all for our normal show on Sunday. Take care.
Patreon exclusive.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to part three of our 2023 Best of Vegas Awards.
Chris, it seems like forever since we recorded parts one and two.
I know, you would think that we did all three of these on the same day, but we didn't. It's been weeks at this point.
It has. All right, well, why don't you get us started?
Josh, we're going to start tonight off with the Best Vegas Club of 2023. And I know this is something that took us a lot of work because we don't stay up late usually. We're not usually club people too terribly much, but we felt like our opinions were extremely important for this category.
Yeah. And this, as you guys know, we like to go to sleep early. We like to play coffee dice. So to get to the club was an ordeal for us because most of the time these places don't, the main acts don't usually even go on till 1 or 2 a.m. So yep. That was really hard for us. But for you guys,
long lines, Josh. I mean, you got to wait through lines to get into these places. As single men in this case, even though you're married, not having females with us, you know, it increased our cost to get into these places. And there's quotas. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah. Now, for full disclosure, our host was able to get us into a couple of the places we're talking about tonight.
Okay, so let's start it off, Josh. First, with our honorable mention, we have Zook at Resorts World.
Yeah, this was Chris really wanted to try Zook. He'd been after me to go for a while.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've been saying for a very long time, we have got to get over there. You know how I feel about Resorts World. And I'd heard that Zook was really big on EDM music, Josh, which is something I'm very interested in. And I kind of looked up some of their recent headliners they've had. They've had Deadmau5, Illinium, Cascade.
And they've got a new residency, right? With T-Pain coming?
Oh, that's right. I mean, so many good things going on there. And Josh, I don't know if you remember from when we were there, but they actually have 30 video panels underneath the ceiling and this big, massive LED light
fixture.
The mothership. That's exactly it.
I love the mothership.
People love the mothership. It's just an awesome thing that they offer. I wish I could have rated it higher, but I do have Zook coming in as our honorable mention.
Yes. And if you're staying over at Wynn or Encore, it is a pretty easy walk across the street to Resorts World to get to Zook. So.
Yeah, it's like when you're getting done at 4 a.m., you can stumble across the street back to your bed.
Exactly. What have you got at number five, Chris?
Number five.
Coming in at number five in Best Vegas Clubs of 2023, we have Dre's at Cromwell.
Yeah, I think everybody knows Dre's. It's been around forever. And I'd been a couple, two or three times before Chris and I knew we were going to start to do this. I always liked Dre's. It's particularly good really late at night. The rooftop deck, which is like 11 stories above the strip, which is where Dre's is, has a fantastic view of the strip.
It does.
Beautiful. The music is not always my style. I'm leaning a little more towards EDM, and this is more hip hop and R&B. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty good. I like it. What about you?
You know, Josh, when I used to be a big time blackjack player back in the day, one of my favorite places to play was Cromwell.
Absolutely.
And the reason I always loved Dre's before I actually went up there and hung out was because about 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning when I would be playing back when I was younger and actually could stay awake right. Really late at night, you'd have a funnel of women coming out of Dre's at like 3 and 4. They literally have like 20 cops down there waiting for them because yep. There's always an issue. And when that happens, Josh, their after hours club, they have Dre's After Dark opens.
Oh, that's down below, right?
Which goes downstairs.
Yeah.
So that used to be a big thing too. So it was really fun seeing that. I like the club itself. It's got a really good vibe. If you like hip hop, it's the place to be.
Yeah.
I don't think culturally it's the best fit for me. I didn't really fit in with people when I was there, but a good solid choice for number five.
Well, and they've got the pool, the outdoor pool deck, and they've, you know, so it's a day club and a nightclub. And I have to say, for full disclosure, I haven't been to the after hours one, Chris, so that didn't get to, that's what knocked it down a little bit on my list.
No, that's fair. But I will tell you, Josh, as a special bonus for people, if you're staying at the Cromwell, you can get into the club during the day for free because that's their swimming pool.
Oh, that's good to know. I did
you can
have
also
to
go to Flamingo, but you can go up there for free.
There we go. I did have to say, I mean, one of my favorite things about Dre's is it really feels like when the music is going like a concert venue, it has that vibe to it.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I really like that.
All right. What have you got at number four?
Number four.
Coming in at number four on our list, we have Hakkasan over at MGM Grand.
Oh, Hakkasan, everybody knows about. That's been there forever. And it's got my favorite. It's got some EDM. It's got some top 40. It's got some lounge music. It's huge. It's multi-level. What else do you think, Chris? It's I'm like it's hot. It's always really hot there.
I mean, you know me. I love pop music. So top 40 music, that being their kind of main focus that drives them. I really like that. They've had some big names come through performing there. DJ Pauly D, Lil Jon's been there a lot. Tyga. I mean, just a lot of really big names.
Yeah. And it's got that like kinetic light installation over the main dance floor. I mean, that's worth the price of admission alone.
No, absolutely. I will say if you're there, though, it does get extremely warm. I'm not sure if it's just the way that it was constructed, but that place gets hot. And I'm not talking about like dancing. This is awesome.
That's what I was talking about.
I'm talking about like temperature.
Right. It is. I mean, it's like entering a new world.
Yeah, it is pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
Number three.
Okay, Josh, moving along. Coming in at number three on our list of best Vegas clubs for 2023, we have Tao at Venetian.
Yeah, this is one I kind of wanted to put even a little higher, although what we ended up with at one and two, I think are better, but Tao is fantastic. Tao has also been around forever. Its music is a little more hip hop, some top 40. Bottle service is going to be less, a little bit, I think, than what I found at some of our number one and number two choice. So if you want a little less expensive, this might be where to go.
Yeah, I think a lot of people say it has an East meets West sort of vibe to it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Asian kind of style. It's about 10,000 square feet. So it's not huge compared with some, but it is pretty big. It's got a great balcony overlooking the strip.
Do you know any of the main performers they've had there recently, Josh? I didn't pay attention when I was there.
I think they've had DJs like Mustard and Just Incredible. Those are the two that I know. Yeah.
Yeah, big Just Incredible fan.
Oh, totally.
Number two.
Moving on to number two on our list for best Vegas clubs 2023, we have Omnia over at Caesar's Palace.
Omnia is fantastic. Music-wise, it's EDM, it's hip-hop, it's got some top 40.
It's got everything.
Yeah, it really does. It's modern, it's high-tech.
Yeah, I call it the Aria of clubs.
Yeah.
Very high-tech.
It's even got an outdoor terrace, which is really cool. Steve Aoki, who I think is just a really well-known name, performs there regularly.
They have that massive chandelier, right? That moves.
Yeah, over the dance floor that moves. Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
And how about, let's see, I think they've got a couple new residencies coming. They've got Zed, and who else?
Oh, I wrote one down. We got Tiesto. Tiesto will be there as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Bottle service, though, Josh, a little pricey there, to say the least.
Yeah, I think so, too. It really is, though, like nothing I've ever experienced before. Omnia is super cool.
I agree with you.
Now, one thing I did want to say before we get off of Omnia, especially for me and Chris, I mean, we've talked recently about having to do dry cleaning and stuff like that. When we've gone to these clubs, that's why part of the reason we've had to dress up, we haven't shared that. But Omnia is really strict about their dress code. So just be aware of that if you're going to go, man, no shorts, no Levi's. You've got to look nice.
Yeah, so we barely got in that day, I guess.
Yes.
We faked it, but it worked out.
Number one.
Okay, we went through the top four, Josh. We had an honorable mention, but coming in at number one, the most popular and the best club in Vegas, according to Chris and Josh only, is XS over at Wynn Encore.
Now, who'd be surprised? Of course, our favorite nightclub is going to be at Wynn Encore. That shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody.
Is it because we can get complimentary admission there and comp tables and stuff?
Yeah, that might have something to do with it. But I mean, their night swim parties are awesome. That's part of the reason that, I mean, Chris and I don't share it very often. Part of the reason we like to stay at Wynn is for the night swim parties at XS.
I almost always forget to bring my swim trunks, but if we're going to XS, I always make sure I bring them.
Yeah. So music-wise, of course, it's top 40. It does have some EDM, which is just right up my alley.
Oh, yeah. And Marshmallow and Afrojack. Chainsmokers are there a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really large. It does have, as you know, it's got the outdoor pool. As you would expect with all things Wynn, it fits Chris and I perfectly. It's pretty upscale, high-energy parties.
But you're going to be paying for that because from what we can tell, it has the most expensive bottle service in Vegas.
Yeah. But I think that kind of goes in line with, I mean, it is the number one, it's been considered to be the number one nightclub in all of the US. It's 40,000 square feet.
Place is massive.
Yeah, it's really huge. When we talked about Tao being 10,000, XS is four times larger than that. So really, it's got a kind of a sexy, classy vibe.
Yeah. I mean, that's normally what 40 and 50 year old men are calling things, sexy and classy. Those are the adjectives I always choose.
Exactly.
Now, Josh, let me ask you, after going through all these places that we have been over the past year, who do you think had the most attractive wait staff?
Oh, XS.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, they just make you, I think they make everybody, but they made us feel just like, you know, 21-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all the ladies that just kept coming around, they just made us feel very cool. It was amazing.
It really was.
Hopefully you enjoyed this little preview. If you want to hear the rest completely free, just head over to patreon.com/crapvegas and you'll be all set. Thanks for all your support, and I hope you all have a great week.